Hey, trail riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about get on the offensive. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Numbers 1, 1 through 54, Psalm 31, 19 through 24, Proverbs 7, 13 through 17, and Mark 9, 30 through 50. Again, we're going to be talking about get on the offensive. Our scriptures come from Mark 9, 43, 45, and 47. And this is what this passage says. If your hand causes your downfall, cut it off. If your foot causes your downfall, cut it off. If your eye causes your downfall, gouge it out. In spite of the importance of breaking decisively with everything which Christ cannot approve, some Christians hide sins and are not willing to get rid of them. Let there be no illusion about this. No one can maintain their spiritual freshness as long as they allow known sin to remain and take root in their life. This matter of spiritual freshness is decided not by living on the defensive, but living on the offensive. It involves making definite decisions such as saying yes all that Christ offers and saying no to all that sin offers. Christianity, said someone, is not the prohibition but a privilege. I would agree with that. But I would add that it does, however, have a prohibition within it. In our text today, Jesus says that if our hand or our eye causes you to sin, then do something about it. In other words, don't tolerate it. Don't tolerate anything that cuts across the central purpose of your life. From head to foot, you belong to Jesus. In order for these verses to be, the order of these verses are very important. The order is hand, foot, and eye. The hand represents the doing evil, the foot, the approach toward evil, and the eye, seeing of evil with a desire from afar. What's the message in all of this? Quite clearly, the message is that sin can be cut out of every stage of our lives. The place to begin, of course, is with the eye, the place of desire. Take care of that, and you won't have to worry about what the hand or the foot is doing. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you teach us to be decisive and not a double-minded person, especially in relation to the matter of sin. Show us how and what things we need to break off in our lives, and help us to do that. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on that, look at Matthew 16, 21 through 27, Luke 14, 26 and 27, Mark 10, 28, and keep these two questions in mind. What does it mean to take up your cross? And two, what was Peter's declaration? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.